It's time for the Open Tomb Ministries broadcast. Open Tomb Ministries, the family church at 5655 Temequana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message.
As they were trying to kill him with the last breath in his body, he even told Jesus, "Can you do something for me before I leave here? I know you're getting ready to retire me. You're getting ready to take me out of the fight. Can you do something for me before you take me? Can you forgive them?" He pointed. He wouldn't even look. "Can you forgive them for what they do?" Yeah. And the thing so profound is the moment he asked for them to be forgiven, he got some forgiveness. And the Lord said, "Come on home, son. You done made peace with your enemies. Come on home. You have to watch. You have to be vigilant. And you have to be sober. Your life is on the line." I want to give you a few things here. A tactic is the way a person moves. The strategic plans of an individual. The tactics of an enemy are the enemy in spiritual warfare. Number one, this is what I want you to understand. The tactic of the enemy is to make you believe that you do not have the power that was given to you. But see, here's the thing. You have power, and the enemy know you got power. That's why he's trying to make you believe that you're weak. The Bible says he's a liar. If you ever want to know if you got power, when the enemy come tell you you're weak, right then say, "Boy, I got so much power, the enemy lying to me. Enemy just told him I ain't got no power," because he's a liar. So that's what we have to realize, that the enemy tries to make you believe you do not have the power that God gives you. He believes that you will crack under consistent pressure. Temptations, they come, they go. They come, they go. They come, they go. The enemy keeps trying you because he has faith in the fact that you will break. He has faith in the fact that that thing you said you wouldn't do anymore, he says, "If I just keep applying pressure, they'll go back to it. They'll go back to it." But Satan knows that there is power in consistency. Saints, we have to be consistent in everything we do for the Lord. You have to be consistent in your lifestyle. You have to manage your life properly. You have to be consistent, because true consistency leads to conquering and it leads to victory. The next thing, he knows that his weapons only have power when you are outside of the will of your commander and king. When you are out of the will of God, you are in sin. And the wages of sin, according to Romans 6:23, is death. The enemy always tempts you to break God's laws, because then that leaves you unprotected. You have to stay in the will of God. Next thing I want you to know. He knows that showing you your weaknesses will make you vulnerable to his attacks. That's why when you try to live for the Lord, the enemy always comes and tells you how terrible you are. He wants you to doubt that God's grace is sufficient. He wants you to believe that God is not powerful enough to justify you. He wants you to believe that God doesn't have the power to take your past sins away. And guess what happens when you believe that? You're weak. What am I fighting for? I can't win this. So I'm fighting for my life. I'm running. I can't overcome the devil. And I'm going to tell you right here, you're absolutely right. Alone you can't. But with Jesus Christ and the power of God, you can overcome all things. He knows that his power cannot go beyond his threats. The enemy ain't never showed up and did to you what he said he was going to do. He only tell you what he going to do. Aren't you about ready for him to show up and do it? If you're going to do it, get down to it. Quit talking so much and show up. I'm waiting on you, and I'm waiting on the Lord. Show up and do it if you're going to do it, and quit talking. And you sit there and say, "Okay, wait on it. Wait on it." And then you'll realize that the only war you truly enter is a cold war, where there's no physical fighting, only threats. That's it. Listen to me. God did not give you the spirit of fear. Fear comes in and it robs you of your hopes and your dreams and your ambitions. That business that you want to start, you won't do it because you are afraid of either failing or being successful. The enemy has taken your vision and he has taken it with fear. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Those are the things that he does. Fear will take your hopes and dreams. He knows that fear will freeze his target, personalize it, and polarize it. He knows it. I saw a bird in a tree one day. The bird was jolly in the tree. The bird looked down and saw that there was a snake about 6 inches from him. And the bird froze up. He froze in fear. He forgot that he had wings to fly away. He froze. Fear will have you to stall out. Fear will paralyze you. But why? When the enemy paralyzes you, he comes up to you and he picks you apart. He takes everything from you while you're standing there frozen. He goes in your pockets. He takes your wallet. He goes in your pockets. He takes your phone. You're frozen. You can't move. And you have forgotten that the Lord said, I'll pick you up on eagle's wings. You've forgotten the Lord says, I am your strong tower. I am your shield and buckler. You forgot it. Fear will make you forget that you got power. And that you have help. Be sober and be vigilant. Watch, for the enemy is coming. Look at what it says here. Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, and I'm almost done. For though we walk in this flesh, I'm going to paraphrase. Though we walk in this flesh, we ain't fighting with the flesh. So you got to understand what you're fighting in order to be a good fighter. Got to understand, it ain't the flesh. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but made mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. That got something to do with your mind. That's got something to do with your mind. The weapons you got, you fight in the battlefield of your mind. Watch this. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing it into captivity. And you make it be obedient to Christ. So guess what I've just told you? When you are on the battlefield of life, this is what you do on the battlefield. This is one of your tactics. You take the threats of the enemy that exalts itself against the power of God. He is making you believe that his weakness is greater than God's power. You take the threats of the enemy and you wrap them up and make them obedient to the commander in chief and the king. This is what he needs you to do. This is what God needs you to do right here. Your soldier. He told Saul, he said, go kill all the Amalekites. He said, well, you're out there. What I need you to do, I need you to fight and I need you to kill all of them. This is what he needs you to do. He needs you to take those thoughts that the enemy is putting in your mind that go against God and need you to bound them up. He needs you to bound them up and make all that stuff obey God. Bring it down. Get it. So what you're out there to do, you're not out there to seize people. You're out there to seize thoughts. Are you with me? You're out there to conquer the thoughts that's not God's thinking. You got to bind it up. And where the thoughts that the enemy put in your mind freezes you and makes you a prisoner, now you're going to take the thoughts he put there and you're going to make him a prisoner through the fact that his weapons was formed, but they didn't prosper, because I know how to work my shield, baby. I know how to work it. If you hit me in my marriage, I know how to move my shield over there. If you hit me on my finances, I know how to move my shield over there. If you hit me with my children, I know how to move my shield over there. The thing about it, my shield ain't got the intelligence to move itself, but boy, that joke will go wherever I put it. It'll go wherever I put it. Watch this now. My faith don't know where to go for me, but it'll go wherever I tell it to go. Now, with that being the case, we're wrapping it up now. A kingdom soldier's tactics and form of defense to subdue the enemy is this. Always remember that the faith you have is a weapon, Tremaine, of defense. You know football. It is a weapon of defense. You use it when somebody coming for you, and you render them powerless. Oh, God. Watch this. This is the first thing I want you to understand now. Know and understand that Satan's plan of attack. This is what you got to do. Now watch this. You have to first identify his weapons. You have to neutralize them and place them under God's authority. So if I'm going to identify with his weapons, I got to know that one of his greatest weapons is fear. So I got to neutralize fear, man. And I neutralize fear with faith. That's how I neutralize it. See, fear is that thought, that stronghold on your mind that you need to bound up and take into captivity. You need to bound it up, take it into captivity. So in other words, Satan comes, and the first thing he fires at me is his weapon of fear. And the first thing I'm going to do to let him know, hey, I'm getting ready to neutralize this thing, I'm going to tell him, Satan, prove it. I don't believe you, Satan. You're a liar. You got to prove to me everything you said, and I'm standing here. Guess what? You said I won't get that job, but guess what? I'm going to take an Uber right over there. I'm getting ready to take a Uber over there. You said my marriage wouldn't work, but guess what? I'm getting ready to grab my wife, and we're going straight to this counselor. As a matter of fact, you said my children will fail. Watch this. I'm going to keep ministering to them. I'm going to keep ministering to them. And when they get to that breaking point to where they're getting ready to be successful, I'm going to invite you in and show me that you're going to do what you threatened me to do. Fear. Say it with me. Fear.
Fear.
Is only.
Threats.
And threats make reality look larger than what they are. A threat can never deliver on its promise when it comes from Satan. But you better believe the threats of God. This is very important, this next one. It's very important as soldiers. Be sure and display no signs whatsoever of fear and doubt when challenged by the enemy, because he will use it to his advantage. Are you listening to me? You cannot show fear, because when you show fear, whatever you were hoping for, it goes right out the window. Peter showed fear in what he was able to do, and that was walking on the water. And the moment he doubted, his ability to stand on water went away. You cannot show the enemy that you are afraid. You cannot. You know something? Somebody asked me one day. They say, you know, why is it that the man who always stays behind and never runs in the face of trouble, why is it that he's always the one who they say have the most courage? I told him, I said, well, what if that man is just the only one who's too afraid to run? What if he stayed behind because he was frozen by fear and he couldn't run? So he can't show any fear, because the enemy, when he shows you fear, he neutralizes you and he paralyzes you. He polarizes you. He personalizes you. And when he does that, game is over. Remember that your shield is your most powerful form of defense, and the sword is your next greatest weapon. The sword is the word of God. When I forget to quote the scriptures, all I got to do is have faith in the one who wrote them. That's all I got to do. Have faith. Know that the enemy is trying to take your victory so that he can feel victorious within himself. You are not fighting to get victory, Tremaine. You're fighting to maintain your victory. That is what the enemy's after. So you would ask me, Bishop, you say, Bishop, at the end of the day, what is it you're telling us? What I am telling you is that you need to be a fearless defender. That's what I'm telling you. You ain't got time to be scared. Too busy fighting. Be a fearless defender. Close your Bibles. If you have them open, close your Bibles. I'm going to give you two scriptures, and then I'm going to get right out of your way. I'm going to give you two scriptures, and I'm going to get right out of your way. Watch this. Look at what it says in Psalms 56, 3 through 4. What time am I afraid? In other words, let me paraphrase that for you. The psalmist is saying, when have you ever known me to be afraid?
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Stobridge at Open Tomb Ministries, The Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, Worship Service at 10:30, Tuesday Night Bible Study at 7, Bishop Stobridge's books, The Mystery of Creation and The Discovery of Self, and The Fulfillment of Purpose are available at the church and Amazon.com.